And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death!
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, and welcome to The Political Show right here on XFM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix, and with me in studio we have...
Gavin Enston.
Pastor Gavin
Enston. I was waiting for the black knight to speak.
I saw him looking at me. I'm like,
I don't know what happened.
I'm like, I'm waiting for you first.
Pastor Gavin Enslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are looking at a subject that the news doesn't. Yes, it touches our hearts. You know, it's very.
Well, last week's also touched our hearts.
It did. Oh yeah, it did. Definitely. But they're very connected.
Yeah.
They're very, very connected. That's why it touches our heart. Last week's show touched our hearts. And that's with regards to Christian persecution. But today we are going to be looking at some distressing stats that the media is not covering. Pastor Gavin, do you want to give a more brief explanation?
Yeah, we're talking about the nation of Nigeria. And, you know, I think, just for our production team, what we should call this episode is Nigeria, the silent genocide. And while everyone's talking about Gaza, and you know, in the last week or two, there've been talk of peace deals, and Israel's a terrible monster, and Israel is causing all the death in the world, and every problem that is happening worldwide is Israel. Israel killed Charlie Kirk. Israel does everything. The Jews, you know, anything bad that happens, if the sun doesn't rise on time tomorrow morning, it's the Jews' fault. You understand? That's the world we live in. But in the meantime, right now in Nigeria, there is a huge genocide that is going on. And it's an Islamic insurgency where Muslims are actually routinely killing Christians. And it's something like over 100,000 Christians have been murdered in Nigeria since 2009. Now, Nigeria is not the first place that this has happened. My wife's family on her mother's side is Lebanese. And, there's been a genocide that has taken place in Lebanon. 30, 40 years ago, Lebanon used to be a majority Christian country. And now we're sitting in a situation whereby Lebanon is now, a Muslim majority country. And it hasn't happened because there's a major Islamic revival. It's happened because of persecution and because of attacks and Christians being murdered and Christians, because of the pressure of the situation, emigrating out of Lebanon into other parts of the world. And this is the aim now in Nigeria, because in the north of Nigeria and to the northwest of Nigeria, there are states, because Nigeria's got a lot of different states, that are Muslim, dominated, and a number of them operate under Sharia law. And then you've got the central and the south and the east, which are majority Christian. And so there's this massive, brutal, horrific genocide that is going on right now in Nigeria. People are walking out of church services, and the next thing, armed gunmen are coming and opening fire with semi-automatic rifles on these people as they're leaving church. And so this is the situation that's going on in Nigeria. The world is turning a blind eye. Even the church, the worldwide church, is turning a blind eye. No one is crying out for those Christians, and it's something like 80% of people that are being killed for their faith are in Nigeria.
That's crazy. 80% is a very large number.
There's a person, sorry, I meant to also mention, there's a person by the name of Raymond Ibrahim, and I'd encourage you to go and to subscribe to his channel on YouTube. He talks a lot about the relationship between Islam and the rest of the world. He's actually studied it. He's written multiple books about it. And what we're going to be talking about are facts that have come out from a video that he's done recently about what's going on there. You can also you know, go and source information from an organization called Open Doors. They talk a lot about this as well.
Yes. This is what the show is going to be about. It's going to be interesting, as always, right here on The Political Show, where Christ Politics is.
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
Share your thoughts with us. Send us your questions or simply tell us what you love most about Active FM on our WhatsApp line. 084-628-6060. Radio has never been better.
So we are speaking about the silent genocide at that's happening in Nigeria.
And Cynthia's voice is turning into the silent voice.
if you just hear my voice fading, it's not a sound thing that is happening.
It's not the production team.
No. It is just my voice is protesting the genocide that is happening in Nigeria. Nice.
It's a failure of gigabyte proportion.
But so like Pastor Gavin mentioned earlier, we watched a video by Raymond Ibrahim on YouTube, where he speaks about the fact that Muslims are persecuting Christians and the media is hiding it. And I think if you've followed our show from the beginning, or if you've even just followed Christian persecution, you'll always see that media does hide the persecution of Christian in countries and all of these things. But in the specific video, he begins by referencing a previous interview that he had with a Catholic priest about the persecution in Nigeria, and the focus was on the persecution of Christians by Muslims globally, especially in Nigeria, but extending worldwide. And today let's just
be straight.
Yeah.
There are more than 60 countries, and we're talking about Muslim-majority countries, that are persecuting Christians.
Yeah.
Okay, the persecution is huge. When you look at that right now, no one's saying anything about it. I mean, we're talking about Nigeria. We've mentioned Mozambique, which is our next door neighbor here to South Africa. It's happening there. Mm. Where your family originates from, the DRC.
Mm-hmm.
It's happening there in the east of the DRC. Somalia is an absolute disaster zone. Sudan is an absolute disaster zone. There are major attacks happening in Ethiopia and Kenya and all sorts of places like that. So the more bloodshed is being caused by Islamists on the African continent than anyone else.
Yeah, that's true.
So if you want to talk about the cause of war, Islam is the cause of war in Africa.
Yeah. So just a bit about the background of the speaker, or Raymond Ibrahim, is that he comes from a Coptic Christian heritage from Egypt, and when he speaks about the fact that he's deeply connected to the issue, because if you actually go onto the World Watch list, you see that Egypt is also on the list.
Yes,
as one of those close countries and stuff. So going into the stats that he speaks about, he's the source of the stats is the World Watch list. And if you've been listening to our show, if this is the first time you listen to our show, we always do our Christmas show basically tributing to the persecuted church,
which we'll do again this year.
Which we'll do again this year. And we always also go through the World Watch list. It is an amazing organization called Open Doors that
well, they were founded by Brother Andrew.
Yes.
And Brother Andrew was a guy from about the 1950s through the later part of the 20th century. He was smuggling Bibles behind the Iron Curtain, you know, during the Cold War. And then when the Iron Curtain began to fall, he then, extended the ministry into Islamic-controlled areas.
Mm. Yeah. And they're an amazing organization. They really do really good work in these closed countries. But every year they bring out a list that shocks me every time. Like, it's like, oh my gosh. They call the World Watch List, and these are the 100 of the worst places to be a Christian in. Mm. And ranking.
Now, there's only 200 and some in countries.
Mm.
So we're talking 100.
Yep.
So we're approaching 50% of the countries on earth are persecuting Christians.
Yeah. And according to their stats, 380 million Christians worldwide face high levels of persecution. One in seven Christians are persecuted globally, and one in five in Africa, which is 20%.
So yeah, 20%. One in every out of every five Christians in Africa, one is persecuted.
Yes. And then when we look
now, there's three of us on this podcast. There's six of us in the room here.
So it would mean
that means there's more than if we for each of us there's more than one Christian that's being persecuted.
Yes, that's basically what they're saying. And then in when we look in Asia, that about two in every five person in Asia is persecuted.
So it's even worse than Asia than Africa.
Yeah, and then obviously the whole focus has been on Nigeria. So looking at Nigeria, on average, one Christian killed every 2 hours. That's the stats that they have.
Yeah, I want to just let that sink in. You know, to all those that are listening or watching us on YouTube, let that sink in.
Yeah,
every 2 hours, a Christian is being murdered in Nigeria because of their faith.
Yeah. And what I did, I actually downloaded the report.
All LGBT and all these other rights and
that are busy complaining, saying that the church is persecuting them.
One every 2 hours. That's not happening.
Yeah, I actually went and downloaded the actual report that Open Doors has on Nigeria. Nigeria is currently sitting on number 7 on the World Watch list.
Is hectic.
Yes.
Because we've watched it the last number of years. It's been rising steadily.
Yes. Last year they were on number 6. And their persecution score was 88%. This year it's also 88. But then it doesn't mean that they're getting better. Just because they're on number 7 and not number 6 and stuff. Like, it just means that country.
Yeah, there were 5 countries that were worse than them.
Yes.
And now there's 6.
Now there's 6 countries that are worse than them.
So someone overtook them.
Yeah. That's what it basically means as a Christian, especially if you listen to the show and you are a deep-rooted Christian, I would really suggest that you go on there. One of my part of my prayer list comes from the What's This World Watch list as well, praying for the persecuted church. But they are number 7 this year, and looking at the comparison between last year and this year, it showed that this year alone, remember, we're only in October of 2025. Yeah. They've counted that 3,100 Christians have been killed. And these are the ones that they've found.
Now, this is what they know about.
And the ones that they know about and stuff like that. And last year, it was 4,118 Christians that were killed.
Where is this?
In Nigeria. We're looking specifically at Nigeria. Nigeria. Yeah.
Okay, that's even worse than I thought. I didn't realize it was that many.
Yeah.
3,000 to October.
Yeah.
And we're talking early October.
Early October. Then Christians abducted is 2,830.
In Nigeria.
In Nigeria alone.
In 2025.
2025. Last year. Yeah. Last year it was 3,300. Then, what's this? Christians raped and sexually assaulted. They have they have a star on this number, just over 1,000 that have been raped and assaulted, sexually assaulted, same as last year, over 1,000. So they have a star on that one because they can't give an accurate figure on that. Now, looking at the physically and mentally abused, they have an asterisk on this number because they can't really count how many have gone through this, so they're giving a minimum number.
They verified each one of these cases.
Yes.
So it's definitely at least this number.
At least this number,
but
yes.
It's unlikely
that
it's only this number.
Yes, and they've rounded off to the nearest 10.
Okay.
The nearest 1,000 or whatever.
Yeah.
Right, so with the Christians physically or mentally abused, is over 10,000 that have been physically or mentally abused. And when we look at the type of abuse or violence that happens towards them, there's for the women, there's abduction, denied custody of the children, discrimination via education, economic harassment via business, job, work access, enforced religious dress code, forced marriage, forced to flee town or the country, targeted seduction, human trafficking, violence through death, physical violence, psychological violence, sexual violence, or verbal violence. And then with the men, there is abduction, denied inheritance or possessions, discrimination via education, economic harassment via business, job, work access, imprisonment by government. Does that sound familiar? Just
last
saying.
Week show.
Yeah, last week's Sierra Oil Commission show, yes.
What's this? Military or militia serve again? So they basically use the military service against you. Violence by death, violence, physical violence, and psychological violence. This is what is happening in Nigeria.
I think we should probably teach people or the church what persecution against your religion or against your belief is, because what I'm realizing is some of these are happening in South Africa and we don't actually think it's persecution. Like in homes, there's some of the things that happen in homes.
Yo, that's a very good point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, sorry, I didn't mean to stop you.
Yeah, yeah, no, as long as you understand what I'm saying.
I'm adding to your point and then, stop.
My point was for
you. Just hanging there.
Like. My point was for you to understand, because I thought you wouldn't understand. Yeah, I think we should do that.
Yeah, and before I give it over to your thoughts and stuff like that, something that I really want to highlight, and especially living in South Africa, and especially having done the show that we did last week, the episode that we did last week, and why it's very, very important as Christians to take heed to the warning and all of these things, is that if you look at Nigeria, according to the stats, 46.5%, so 46.5%, are Christians, and 46% are Muslims, meaning that there's supposedly more Christians in the... There are more Christians in Nigeria, yet the persecution is still so bad. And in South Africa as well, we believe that there is 80% Christians, according to the stats and stuff like that, but because we are not persecuted... And we are persecuted, but we don't.
Christians. Yeah, the South Africans need to understand.
Yeah.
We're going to end up on this watch list.
Exactly.
We should be there already, because Christian pastors are being persecuted. Their churches are being smashed down.
Yes.
All right, and you know, I know pastors who have been through this.
Yeah.
And what's happening is they come and they smash down the structures. All sorts of things that they're doing to the church, but Muslims are building mosques, you know, against building regulations, and they're just being left. And there's no mosque that has been taken down.
Yeah.
So, you know.
In fact, we're seeing more mosques being built.
Well, we're seeing a lot of churches being built, but the authorities come and smash them down. Mm. They don't do that to the mosques. Mm-mm. Which means South Africa is already living under actual persecution.
Yeah.
And South Africans better wake up to this, because the majority of you are Christians, and you better understand that the prevailing authorities and forces of the nation in every sphere of society are actually actively working against you and are actually actively working to undermine you and to stop the spread of the gospel.
Yeah. Black Knight, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I have a lot of thoughts about this. It's crazy. But yeah, I think also one thing we should also look at as a country is, I'm thinking, I don't know, I'm probably being biased about this because I'm just thinking of myself right now. But like, I grew up in a church. I know a lot of people that I'm around that also grew up in a church. I know of a lot of people, I think a lot of black South Africans would actually, if they have to agree, most of us grew up in a church and it made us who we are today. And if we...
Well, the church helped black people overcome apartheid.
Yeah.
Literally,
That's a fact.
Okay, I was not there, but I would even believe that because seeing how the church is doing today.
Who educated Nelson Mandela, Walter Sisulu?
Definitely, his name Nelson is a Christian name. It's not even a name.
No, but they were educated in a Methodist school. Him and Walter Sisulu and people like that became lawyers because they were educated in a church school.
In
rural Eastern Cape.
And we're already facing things like crime. We're already facing, you know, drug abuse where people, and that's getting people murdered, families murdered because of drug abuse, crime, because I know where I'm at, a lot of women get mugged or robbed as they're coming from work and stuff like that because of such things. And then now as a Christian, you wanna, when you actually have a field or a terrain where you can actually fight and stand, because now this is my field, you know what I mean, and stand and fight for that, because next thing, this will also, obviously to us, it will be a crime, but people will use this and just kill people and just say, I killed them because they were a Christian and I was not. You get what I'm saying? And we have, like Pastor just alluded, and Cynthia, is that we have a lot of Christians, which is, I know for sure, it's not even, I don't even need stats for this, I know for sure that South Africa, most South Africans are Christians. So to hear this and obviously being in last week's show also, like, I'm so overwhelmed right now to say, as Christians, we really need to stand up. So guys, let's make sure we're at the march no matter what. As Christians, we need our voice back because we are the reason why.
So you've missed the march that happened on Wednesday.
Oh, okay, guys. When we march,
but I'm sure there'll be more marches.
Yes. So whenever there's a march and whenever there's a dance for Christian, please, as South Africans, let's not stand back anymore. Because we can already see that the politicians, there's nothing we can do. There's no party you can join to change the country. And this is all we have. And as Pastor Kevin has said, that in the past, this has actually come out as a solution. So let's use it again. And it's always our solution. The church is always our solution. Amen. That's what I'm seeing. Yeah. So yeah, that's my take.
What are your last thoughts in terms of the fact that the media is not covering this?
Well, who controls the media?
Aish.
You know, the Apostle Paul spoke about the prince of the power of the air being Satan.
Yeah.
And so the airwaves, you know, are controlled by the media. Obviously, through things like YouTube and, you know, other social media platforms, we're able to get our messages out there, although our messages get throttled.
Yeah.
But we're able to share it. And the reality is that if you look at the main media and who even the social media engines and that promote, in the majority of instances, they're led by an antichrist spirit. And so Jesus said, you know, in the Gospel of John, you know, that in this world you will have trouble and you will face persecution, but be of good cheer, for I've overcome the world.
Yeah.
And, you know, so we need to keep our eye on Jesus. And as we were speaking, I think it was last week, when we were talking about the CRL committee, I think you were mentioning where Peter and John, you know, went to the temple at Gate Beautiful, and they met the lame man there who asked them for money. And he said, silver and gold have I none, but such that I have given unto thee, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. And he rises up and he walks, and he's walking and he's leaping, he's praising God. That attracts a crowd. Peter and John start preaching. The temple authorities get upset. They haul them in, and as they stop preaching, and Peter says to them, listen, who must we follow, man or God?
Mm.
We cannot stop preaching this gospel. Do what you want to do to us. We cannot stop preaching this gospel. And what I want to say to Christians, we need to pray the prayer that's recorded in Acts chapter 4, where the believer said, Lord, look at their threats against your church and give us the boldness to preach in spite of the danger and confirm our message with signs and wonders.
Mm.
That's what we as Christians need to pray for. And we need to go out there and boldly preach the gospel. And ask God to give us the faith that even if we are killed doing it, that at the end of the day, you know, we're going to be in heaven. The Lord will give us the faith, and you become an unstoppable Christian when you become that type of a Christian.
Yeah, just to add one final Bible verse to what Pastor Gav just said, in Matthew 5 verse 10 to 12, it says, blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Blessed are you when people insult you, persecute you, and falsely say all kinds of evil against you because of me. Rejoice and be glad, because great is your reward in heaven.
Amen.
This has been an amazing show. Let us know your thoughts in the comment area below. Yeah. What is it called? The comments. Yes, comment below and let us know your thoughts. And definitely tune in for the Christmas episode where we go over the World Watch list. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. With me in studio we've had
Gavin Insulin,
Pastor Gavin Insulin, and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight, right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.